Could you give me a reason why Americans are so attracted to Impressionism?
I think there's two things. So Chicago, definitely, because Chicago has had Impressionism since the 1890s.
Okay.
So, and our first big collection came in 1922. But even before then, it was exhibited here. Parts Monet was shown here in 1895. For them, it was something that was already relatively familiar because the people that made the news in Chicago were also the leaders of art collectors. There wasn't an academic art. There wasn't a Bouguereau contre Monet. We don't have salon painting. So there was no set way of painting. The rich people in Chicago did not collect Raphael, Titian. So they don't have the old master tradition against which to judge what a painting should look like, because they embraced modernism, and modernism was landscape painting from the Barbizon to Impressionism to, you know, obviously to the 20th century.
When I come here and I ask about painting and art, the first thing that comes up is Impressionism.
In Chicago or in America?
In America.
I also think it's because we're not a Catholic country, so seeing Madonnas and saints is not necessarily something, and we don't have, you know, we have some churches that have stained glass windows. We were a rural country. France was a rural country. The way it's painted was not so difficult for us because, of, as I said, we have no Renaissance tradition that tells us this is the way a painting should be. Now, of course, Impressionism has come to be, it's a leisure, you know, it's leisure subjects. It's subjects that make people feel good because, unlike Barbizon paintings where people are working, it is usually people are not working. And so there's that commonality, too, that people like, when they're in their leisure time looking at paintings, they like to look at paintings that evoke leisure.
Hence the relation with fashion.
Well, that was also Paris. That was very much about Paris as a state of fashion, as a state of mind, as the fact that these grand boulevards allowed fashion to be seen in a kind of fashion parade. So fashion became a subject for artists. And certainly Americans love the idea of Paris, as you see in the films and Woody Allen. I mean, it's an homage to Paris of the 19th century. It's not Paris today. And familiarity does not breed contempt. It breeds only wanting to know more.
Mm-hmm.
And because people feel they know the life of Monet, familiarity with an artist and a group of artists and the idea of a group of artists fighting against the establishment. I have done exhibitions on Impressionism for almost 30 years. I won't say they're all alike. They aren't all alike. There's always something new to look at. People don't get bored, and they're happy to learn something new.
But how come they know the life of those artists so well?
I do think that because Impressionism, Monet lives to 1926, so you have a crossover with our time. There were directors of museums who knew Monet. Renoir dies in 1919. Degas dies in, what, 1917? Some of these men are alive and are in what could be considered our time. You really have a sense that Monet was here a few minutes ago. And then you have Giverny, which I think changed everything. And even today, you feel it. You know, you get goosebumps. You go there.
And the country is young, maybe?
The country is young. We are a modern country. You know, we're not, we don't have cathedrals. That's why people go to Scotland and Europe, because we want to find cathedrals. We want to find castles. We have cathedrals, but they're made after the French and after the German. And we have our own vernacular when it comes to architecture, which Chicago is a good example.
Perfect. Thank you.